system in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this Thursday, March 19, 2026 edition. Further dumbing down our children in public education. Yesterday, the Senate approved House bills that erase the writing component of the college entrance exam portion of the SAT, which is part of the Michigan Merit Examination. On the Senate chamber floor, Senate Education Chair Dana Polhanki, Democrat from Livonia, who had been a high school English teacher for 16 years in New Haven Community Schools, said that the SAT's essay portion of the test hasn't been offered nationally since June of 2021. Oh, so because other states do it, we should do it. Polhanki also noted that no public universities in Michigan use any of the data obtained from the essay portion as part of their admissions process. Yeah, because you're dumbing down the kids. They don't know how to write. This shows exactly how stupid our elected officials are. And just because she was an English teacher for 16 years in New Haven doesn't prove anything to me. Folks, I graduated high school in 1976. I went to Michigan State University for pre-med. Technical writing was an actual course elective I took my freshman year at Michigan State. To be able to write causes a person to sit down and use a process known as critical thinking. To be able to put your thoughts onto paper or into a computer, into an email, into a social media post. If you don't know how to organize your thoughts in a very concise, organized way to communicate, you're dumbing down that individual. Polhanki went on to say Michigan is one of only two other states that still requires high school juniors to take the essay portion of the SAT. Standardized testing is important and needed, but it must be tailored to the students' needs. The students' needs? Because they don't know how to write an essay, you then have to dumb down the standardized testing. The students' needs. No, you know what the problem is? I already know what the problem is. High school English teacher for 16 years in New Haven. They hate teaching technical writing. Some of our teachers can't even write, let alone not knowing how to teach it. She finishes her statement with, forcing young people to take tests that don't help them is not the way to go. Oh my God, lady. You are dumber than a tree stump. The House, and I can't believe this even passed in the Republican control of the House back in December without opposition, although 9 House state representative legislators didn't vote for it. Writing tests erase from the Merrick exam under these bills. Sponsored August 27th last year, passed in December without opposition. Well, those House bills, 4556, 4557, passed 24-9 in the state Senate. 24-9. They only got 19 Democrats. Who are the 5 Republicans that voted for it? Well, the Murr story doesn't state their names, but they do list the 9 state senators that voted against it. Let's see who's not on this list. Senator Thomas Albert, Republican from Lowell, he voted against it. Joseph Bellino Jr., Republican from Monroe, he voted against it. Michelle Hatenga, great state senator up here in North Country from Manton, voted against it. Dan Lowers, Republican from Brockway. Jonathan Lindsay, Republican from Coldwater. Former school teacher, term limited state senator Ed the Rhino McBroom voted against it. Eric Nesbitt, Senate minority leader running for governor from Lawton, voted against it. Rick Outman, Six Lakes, voted against it. And Senator Lana Tice, Republican from Brighton, voted against it. Oh, let's see. Who don't I see on there? My state senator, John DeMoose. He was one of the 5 Republicans that voted for it. McBroom voted against it, and DeMoose voted for it. John, you need to call me before you vote on some of these bills. This is just pure insanity. Well, ahead of the House leaving Lansing for the next 3 weeks, that's right, state representatives, state senators are on spring break. You know, like our college kids. The bills were laid over for one day. They require an additional vote now back in the House because they were amended by Pohanky's committee at the request of the Michigan Department of Education and the College Board Organization. The Senate changes lift the bill's instructions that the Michigan Department of Education create a report on the, quote, points per standard, end quote, for teachers to know what content is covered and should be covered by the Michigan Merit Exam. In February, Pohanky described the unamended legislation as containing, quote, outdated language that was carried over from the School Aid Act, end quote. The bills have been endorsed by organizations like the Michigan Association for College Admission Counseling, the Michigan Association of Secondary School Principals, the Michigan Association of Superintendents and Administrators, as well as the Michigan Organization of School Boards. You know what? I am so fed up with the dumbing down of our kids. Pohanky sees the bills as being able to partner with her Senate bills 349 and 350, allowing high schoolers to opt out of the ACTs. The American College Testing Test. This, I just cannot believe that they are eliminating this. WorkKeys career assessment that trades employers can use to evaluate potential hiring job site thinking skills. It's basically what the ACT does. Well, ahead of voting for the bills, State Senator McBroom said over the last several years, numerous superintendents, principals, and teachers have asked him to sponsor the legislation, usually explaining that universities aren't looking at these scores and isn't even used on transcripts. And this has always prompted me to ask, if nobody's looking at the score, then what's the harm in putting it there? Why is clear that Americans and Michiganians' writing skills have never been poorer? A simple sampling of contemporary literature, especially that directed to children and young adults, they'll show you this. Well, now comic books have become the new novels. He described the basic rules of grammar, like syntax, capitalization, proper pronunciation, all being regularly violated with poor writing skills, meaning that the context of the emotion and intentions are not well conveyed in the way they write today. How will eliminating what's left of writing requirements help us? It's not going to make our communications skills improve in this state. It's just going to further drive us down and down and down to the most basic level of communication, speech. And some of these kids can't even use proper grammar when they talk, let alone when they try to write something. McBroom said, I voted against it. Good for you, Ed. John DeMuth, sorry, man. We got to have a conversation. I don't care what other states are doing. I don't even care what Michigan universities are doing. If you don't want to look at the test score from the essay writing portion of the test, then don't look at it. But at least know whether or not these kids have critical thinking and can write. Oh, my God. Lazy teachers don't want to teach technical writing, so they whine to the principals and they whine to the superintendents and the Michigan Association of School Boards. And these legislators cater to it. And then you wonder why we're 44th in the country when it comes to educating our children. We need a new governor. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of today. Little housekeeping on text messages that I read during the break. Tom Walker Petoskey says, it sounds like this state representative was a bad English teacher. Amen to that. Trucker Paul reporting in for duty down in Jackson. And they wonder why homeschooling has become so popular. Patriot Pat, listening in. The true path to the restoration and future of our blessed republic runs right through the halls of our schools. We must, again, train up our children to the responsibilities of citizenship in a free Christian republic. I say this whole thing started its decline when we stopped using the Bible to teach our kids, children, young children, how to read. I talked about it many times. If you go back to the 1600s, the colonies here in our country used Bibles to teach children how to read. They didn't have spelling books. They didn't have grammar books. They had the Bible. Did you know our schools, the very first schools we had in this country, were churches? They didn't have a separate building. The kids went to the church Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday, whatever their schedule was, they went to the church. All the kids. They learned how to read using a Bible. Then, in, I believe it was 1730, I'll have to look at my PowerPoint presentation, the New England Primer replaced the Bible. the New England primer, folks, was used from the 1700s all the way until the 1930s. You know, if they understood the words in the Bible and they understood the principles and the values and the morals in the Bible, their reading book, they understood what our founding fathers wrote when they founded this country. When Thomas Jefferson authored the Declaration of Independence from input from others of our founding fathers, they, the founding fathers, learned how to read using the Bible. If young children learned how to read the same way, they would understand the words and the writing of our founding fathers. They would understand the Declaration of Independence and everything that's in it. They would understand the U.S. Constitution. They would understand, like Pat says, the responsibilities of being a citizen. But all these politicians in Lansing want to do is dumb the kids down. Just because Michigan's public universities don't use the essay test scores as part of their admission into the universities doesn't mean you stop teaching it. Means you don't stop testing it. Who cares what the liberal universities, University of Michigan, Michigan State, whatever. They have gone so far to the left, and dumbing down the kids is all part of it. The decline of our society. We got to turn this around, people. Senators that vote for this garbage need to be primary challenged. They need to be primary challenged on this one vote. I totally support the 9 Republicans on that list. I'm totally shocked that Ed McBroom voted against it. Unbelievable. And I'm very proud of Michelle Hatenga up here in North Country, and even Lana Tice from Brighton. Term limited out, good for you. This has got to be changed. Pat says you had to be fluent in Hebrew and Greek to get into Harvard. The language of the gospel. Speaking of Harvard, did you know when Harvard was founded, as well as Columbia, Brown, many others, William and Mary, you know they were all of them were Bible colleges. Yeah. Their mission statement was to train pastors and ministers to be able to serve in churches. That was their original intent, their mission statements. Veritas was on Harvard's logo. Look it up. Unbelievable. Well, today's show is over. Go get some aspirin. I will. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.